You've mentioned Howard Terrington's having a big influence on you when you were at Tommy Ritchie's. Were there other mentors later on who had a big influence on you?
Well, of course, none of the local clubs had coaches. In that successful Gloucester boys team, we had it was all schoolmasters on the committee then. The one schoolmaster, Mr. Harris, his team talk was, "You gotta tackle. You must tackle." That was all he would say. Didn't sort of say what we should do or what we shouldn't do, but you must tackle. Then at King's Home, when I first came here, the captain was the coach, really. He just sort of said, what we're going to do is get into their half before we play it, spin it wide or something like that. And coaches didn't come in till later on. So
that was Peter Ford.
The captain would. I played under loads of captains in my time, but they would just say what we were going to do. I mean, on training nights, there was two little tiny lights off an old stand there, and we used to more or less play touch rugby. You didn't have enough light out here to play, to go through your drills and things like that. And a lot of us would go for a run around Escort Road. And that was our sort of training night. You know, we didn't, like today, they have it all on blackboards and they all know the job that they've got to do. But there was none of that, really, in throughout my playing career. Until Don Rutherford joined the club. What season was it that Don joined the club?
Ooh. 64, I think.
64, was it?
I think so.
Well, you were captain in 64-65.
Yeah, it would be
65-6.
64-65.
Yeah, I was when Don came. But
yeah, he became captain in 67-8.
Don immediately stamped his class on this club, in my opinion. He opened our eyes up to what the game was all about. I think he made an incredible difference to this club. I also thought when he was working for the rugby union, he did a tremendous job with what he did there. But he had a very wide vision, and as an excellent fullback, he played for England and the British Lions. He could see when playing behind us as to where we were going wrong if we weren't running the proper lines, and he made a big impact.
So what difference did he actually make to the training here?
Well, I mean, by then, for 14,000 pounds, the club installed floodlights. And I think I was captain the year that we installed the floodlights. And the 26 men on our committee, sat down and discussed whether they could afford it or they couldn't afford it. And after about an hour, they said, "Oh, the captain's in the room. What's his feeling on floodlights?" I said, "I think it's a good idea. Obviously, training nights, we can't have them all on, but if we have a couple on, we can start to practice some moves and develop our skills." And I said, "But if I can ask one thing to the fixture secretary, don't make any more fixtures." And I think he went from 42 fixtures to, I think, something like, this is a guess, 58. Mm. We were playing St Luke's College, Loughborough College, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, they were already on the fixture list, yes. I think the services.
But you had the Floodlit Alliance as well, didn't you?
We had.
The Floodlit Alliance.
Oh, there was all sorts going on.
There was informal league,
right.
Wasn't there?
Informal league, that's right.
With Leicester and Mosley and Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Well, that 67-8 season when Don Rutherford was captain, because the first floodlit game was a special game, wasn't it, against the Bosuns?
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember that quite vividly.
The 67-8 season, under Don Rutherford, you played 55 games.
Was Don the captain when we played the Bosuns?
That's right.
Yes.
It was November 67.
Oh, he was. Well, we must have discussed one year when I was captain about floodlights, and I said, don't increase the fixtures. Mm. But I can remember we played against the Bosuns out here under floodlight.
Yeah. I think you were captain when they were planning it.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. But the fixture secretary wasn't too popular when we were every Wednesday night meeting over there by that door, having been to work all day long, throwing our bags on the floor and saying, "We're here again." We just played on the Saturday, and we were going to play the following Saturday, but in between we'd go to places like Ebble Vale, Newbridge, Pontypool, Newport. Oh, it was awful. And the grounds, those valley sides all had grounds like Port King's Own was on Saturday, and a Welsh referee there as well. But we never failed to not be there and play, and some of us with bumps from the previous Saturday still were keen to turn out and play. But the fixture secretary wasn't too popular when he put all those fixtures on the next season. Gosh.
And that's all about money, wasn't it?
Well, it didn't come our way, let's put it that way.
I notice in some of the reporting on your playing days, Mickey, that you were referred to as the general. How did that come about?
Well, they're going to call you something, haven't they? I think it was because didn't General Booth found the Salvation Army?
Yeah.
I think it might have come from that. I don't know. I've never investigated that, but that was some of the reporters used to refer to me as that, but I didn't. It didn't upset me. It didn't make me feel better either.
I was going to take you back to the captains you played under. As you said, you played under quite a lot of captains.
Yeah.
What sort of captain was Peter Ford?
Well, he led from the front. He led from the front. Peter was a good captain. This was a simple game that we needed to be in their half, play the game all the time in their half. And when any mistakes were made, he wasn't far away at all. And I had the misfortune to play against him on three occasions because he was the blindside wing forward and his job was to nail the scrum half all the time. When I was doing my national service, I played for the Air Force out here against Gloucester twice and in a county trial at Lydney. And I knew all about it too, I can assure you. But he led from the front.
So he wanted you to kick a fair amount, did he?
Well, Terry Hobson had the biggest kick I've ever seen in my life. So either Terry or myself would probably get Gloucester down into attacking positions. But that was the way sort of Peter wanted it played, was let's make sure we get down their end. Best captain I played under at King's Own was Mike Nichols.
Oh, why do you say that?
He was just so inspirational, you know. His team talks were frightening. Because, when I first played, the captain said, come on, chaps. And we trot on the spot in the changing room and then just go onto the pitch, you know, and play it by ear, as you might say. But Nick would go into a rage and really inspire, get the players really tonked up before we went down onto the pitch. But he was the best captain at Gloucester that I ever played with.
And Cyril Thomas, you played under
Cyril was a quiet, unassuming captain, really, Cyril. Quite the opposite to Mike Nichols, really. He was cool, calm and collective, really.
Yeah, maybe that's why he was only captain for 1 year, is it?
Maybe, I don't know. Some people maybe didn't want to do it 2 or 3 times. Peter did it 5 times. I did 3. I think Mike Nichols did it 3.
Yeah.
Mickey, could we go back to the England trial? You were only 19 when you played in that first England trial, weren't you, at Birkenhead Park?
Well, that was Birkenhead Park,
And you're part of Mike Weston.
That's right, yeah.
What was it like playing in one of those trials? I mean, they were pretty sparsely attended, weren't they? And the atmosphere can't have been great, and yet an England place was dependent on that.
Yeah, they used to take them everywhere, didn't they? I was looking in a Playfair annual the other day and they had an England trial at Sunderland, of all places. But I was a travelling reserve at 3 or 4 or something. And one was at Taunton, which was they play on a different ground now, but it was a shabby little tiny ground. Birkenhead Park isn't very big. No, there weren't many in there, but I was in, the first England trial was called Whites versus Colours. The second one was Probables versus Possibles. The last was England versus the rest. But I was against Jeeps, and they had some cracking players in the opposition, like Jeffrey Butterfield and people like that. But I didn't do too bad. But in their wisdom, after the varsity match, they brought the boys in.
Yeah.
But I was privileged, to have gotten the trial. They don't have the trials at all now. They just have squads, don't they? But it's always nice to be recognised for your efforts.